last Tuesday, we went through this. It is important to understand what is form Dhamma and what is mind Dhamma. For example, I'm a religious person. My religion said I cannot take certain type of meat, which is not permitted. I cannot touch or use the bowls or utility that contain this type of meat used by people of other religion. Then by the same logic, they shouldn't be breathing the air that the people of other religion have breathed, or use the money that they have used. This style of action put emphasis only on external form Dhamma. That is, they only deal with the form and are not able to see the mind as yet. Form has so much meaning to them, hence they can be deluded by it. And it is because of their attachment to form Dhamma that condition them to cling to the external form and identify with them as right and wrong, spiritual or non-spiritual. So more often than not, if we are not careful, we can get trapped in form Dhamma, because form Dhamma is not the reality. Form Dhamma is conventional reality. Yeah. What is important is the mind. Like the Buddha say, mind is a forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, everything arises. So it's more important to look at mind, the mental intention behind all of your actions, speech, and thought process. And all this happens at the mind level. So if you are not able to see mind, then you go and focus on form. You have got everything wrong. Because the mind is the one that makes the decision. The decision is what mental intention is all about. Good and evil come from mind. Doesn't come from the external form. So when we deludedly grasp and cling at form Dhamma, we fail to see mind Dhamma. Then we fail to understand the importance of mind. Like the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, everything arises. So if you don't focus on mind, you don't develop the understanding of the mind, and you cannot see its mental intention, whether wholesome or unwholesome, you can never understand life. You can never understand the Dhamma, the truth. So the danger of form Dhamma is it will not enable you to understand mind Dhamma, and you will miss the cultivation completely. So that's the reason why I want you to understand what is form Dhamma and what is mind Dhamma. So if the emphasis is on form Dhamma, means on the external form, the formality and all, then you get yourself entangled. You didn't go in or zero in onto the ultimate mental intention behind doing such thing. It's just like traffic light. You become rigid. The purpose of traffic light is to regulate traffic. So if you don't understand that, you cling to form Dhamma, you cling to the law. You say the law say traffic light is already rigid and fixed. Red light means stop. Green light go. Yellow light means ready to stop. But some people interpret it as yellow light ready to rush. Then you got more and more confusion. But the understanding is the purpose and intent of that traffic light is like our precept. The purpose and intent behind that precept is more important. You understand the purpose and intent of traffic light is to regulate traffic. So what happens if the traffic light is out of order? Sometimes it gets itself confused because it's all the time red light. Then you say no. The traffic rule say red light, stop. I must stop. Then you refuse to move. All the traffic all jam up. It's just like you go and quote the highest authority. Buddha say red light stop. Because you become very rigid. But when it fails to serve the purpose, you have to understand that is not the intent of the Buddha, the precepts. So you have to develop understanding. That's why whatever that is rigid is not the truth. It becomes conventional truth, it becomes form Dhamma. But whatever that is based on understanding the reality at the mind level, that one is different. That one you can develop wisdom out of it. Then you can act appropriately. So this is why we have to understand both form Dhamma and mind Dhamma and not to be caught in form Dhamma. Now we go back to the sharing. Outwardly, they try to become more spiritual, but inwardly at the mind level, they are still very barren. You know what is barren, don't have anything yet. Like you are a farmer, the soil is barren, no veggie, no fruits, nothing. Because they cannot see their rather latent defilement, evil mental intention and thought process. So when the emphasis is on outward form Dhamma, you fail to see your mind, the mental intention. You may still have a lot of evil tendency, evil roots at the mind level. But your emphasis is on the external form. That's why outwardly you try to be spiritual, but inwardly at the mind level you are still barren because you cannot see your rather latent defilement, your evil mental intention and thought process. Another example is when they share this discussion on vegetarian. When you don't understand why are you a vegetarian, then the same problem can arise. Some people are vegetarian because they thought by doing so, they will be more spiritual and compassionate because they don't cause to kill anymore. So that is the thought telling them. There may be some truth in that statement, but you don't have the clear understanding of why you go vegetarian, then delusion can still creep in because you fail to understand the spiritual, you fail to understand that spirituality has nothing to do with what you eat. For spirituality is about cultivating the mind and purification or purifying it to develop wisdom, to liberate our mind. Otherwise, all the herbivorous animal like the cow, the goat, the horses, would have become enlightened because they are vegetarian all the time, for they only eat grass. And the funny part is, what they eat finally become meat too. So you cannot understand all this and see all this, then you become problematic. The other more important point that one needs to understand is, for the true cultivator of the way, there will come a time for them to go vegetarian naturally, and they will know when and why, for their cultivation has reached the mind level and they are so sensitive and so clear with their understanding that they are ready to go vegetarian. This is good understanding. But what happens when you don't have this type of understanding? When your understanding and cultivation has not reached this level of refined compassion, then becoming vegetarian like others has not much meaning. And it will make you more, has not much meaning and it will not make you more compassionate and spiritual. It's like at a form level, you are trying to impress others outwardly that you are vegetarian, but inwardly, at your mind level, your mind is still not ready. It is still so gross and coarse with all the craving, selfishness, anger, hatred, jealousy, violence, ever ready to harm and kill, pettiness, fear, etc. All this you cannot see because you are not mindful, you are not sensitive. So what is going on? What is happening? That's the danger of form Dhamma. This is attachment to form Dhamma and not cultivating the mind Dhamma at mind level to develop the wisdom to understand beyond form Dhamma. This is like some devotee who chant to renew the five precepts but still break them. Outwardly they say, I'm a Buddhist, do you know? I cannot lie, cannot steal or commit sexual misconduct, etc. But then inwardly, are they really a Buddhist? As a true Buddhist, and to be worthy of the Buddha, the minimum we should do is to be able to at least heed the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil by keeping the precepts, cultivating goodness and wholesomeness by cultivating noble eightfold path factors. Then finally, purifying your mind with mindfulness leading to heedfulness.